the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Under his wing. He's not confused, he's cheering.
Styles just climbing up.
Nothing's going to stop AJ.
Here.
AJ's about to walk out here, WWE World Champion.
AJ Styles wins the WWE World Championship and retains the title thanks to James Ellsworth.
Here is your winner and still the WWE World Champion, AJ Styles.
I have no idea what just happened, but James Ellsworth's the happiest man in Dallas right now.
An incredible match with a surreal conclusion. What is going
on? Is it really surreal, though?
Nope.
He came down. That was what was going to happen.
Like, really?
He's home. He's recovering. And then next, you know, he comes stumbling down to the ring. So he knew he was going to help AJ at that.
Curse your mouth.
Well, I apologize. The feed was off. Apparently, the feed was off, but now it's back on. Sorry, guys. I don't know what's wrong. I didn't do it. But
well, anybody, he ain't delusional.
Yeah, Ellis Ellsworth is delusional.
No, the hell he ain't. He gonna beat, bruh. How many weeks we got into Royal Rumble?
Yeah, you say he's gonna beat him. Okay.
I'm not saying he is, but I'm not gonna be shocked if he do, because the room already out there. Vince McMahon likes the fact that he over. And you got 28 days into the Royal Rumble. So they can easily give him a hot potato, do a rematch, and get him out of the way. And still do the Undertaker and AJ. So I'm not going to be shocked if you win Tuesday. I'm damn sure not.
So you would put they would put the belt on him after what happened tonight, you think?
Yeah. You didn't read the internet, the room?
I don't dirt sheet it, man.
Listen, sometimes the dirt sheets keep you, you know, in the know. So just in case, you know, I didn't see anything out there about what happened at Survivor Series. I ain't see that one. But I damn sure read that Vince McMahon is in his pocket. So just don't be
in his corner.
Yeah, pocket corner, whatever. Just don't be surprised if Tuesday night he come out and win the belt. He may not hold it for that long.
I don't think he'll like you got as long at all.
Yeah, you got 28 days to the Royal Rumble, so. And he can do a rematch and lose it and be done. That's what I'm thinking gonna happen. Cause you can't go Dean and AJ again. So unless you go Ellsworth and AJ at the Royal Rumble. Do y'all want that?
That feud has to come to an end.
No, but I'm saying, would y'all rather see it on SmackDown, or would y'all rather see it as second to the last main event at the Royal Rumble?
No, I don't want to see him win the belt at the pay-per-view. So if they're going to do it, they might as well just do it on free TV.
You go. You get him up. He going to win it eventually. It may not even be this time, but eventually. Vince McMahon's going to put that belt on. He put it on Booming Ass 3 times. So, you know, once he get behind you, you know, you heard how them people chant Ellsworth. They chant that loud, then they boo Booming.
All right, well, we're going to go over the card and then recover.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you guys want to call in 718-878-6394, 718-878-6394. You want to add me on Skype, it's all one word, Throwbacks and Awfulness. Live Rant EM Radio. TLC post coverage, live on your TuneIn. We're bugging right now. All right, so
has Dean Ambrose woke up yet?
Nah, you know what? And we'll get to the match obviously in a little while. But I just want to put one more thing on this. when he went through the tables, when Ellsworth did the spot, they put the camera on him. And I don't think they were supposed to. And
his eyes was open.
Wide open. And Ronaldo was like, he looks confused. I was like, no, that was stupid. Your cameraman fucked up. So I'm sure the production truck.
So, wait, you're talking about when Dean went through the table?
Yeah.
As soon as he hit the table.
Come on, dude.
Oh, he's supposed to be out.
He's supposed to be unconscious.
Yeah, they supposed to went back to him and his eyes were supposed to be closed. Like exactly. They were when they did. They weren't the first time, sir. So that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Now, they got Miz on here. You know, I thought there was some shenanigans going on in that ladders match when he tried to pull the belt down the first time and he couldn't.
Hey, what do you want to hear from the Miz real quick?
Talker than you are a wrestler. And guess what? If you're so proud...
I just won the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, you did. It was
for the sixth time.
Yeah.
How am I not a... I am the best Intercontinental Champion. I am fantastic in the ring. I'm doing your moves better than you are. This is day 19 of the Miz Intercontinental Championship Reunion Tour. And see these notches? Do you see these notches right here? It's another day. It's another notch. Each one of these notches, remember, each one of these notches... means something. And this one, this day 19 right here, this 19th notch, is the notch of victory. So I'll tell you what, Daniel, maybe I should give you a participation award for being the general manager, because that's all you do. You participate. You sit there and go, oh, well, I'm not doing that good of a job. I really don't know what I'm doing, but maybe you should figure out what to do.
Dude, you know what? I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing, but guess what? Almost every single one of your Intercontinental Championship reigns, all right, somebody interfered on your behalf.
Interfered on my match? Yeah. You know what? You're talking about James Ellsworth. You're in a TLC match. You have to expect everything. She didn't do it. She literally applauded me today. She was my.
And they cut him off for roadblock. End of the line.
I thought Taker was coming because he used Taker moves. He kicked him in the nuts. So I was like,
"What's up, Mr. Hightower?
What's up?
What's going on, man? What'd you think?"
Love the Miz now.
It was a good little special event or pay per view.
It was solid. It was solid. We'll go through all the matches. I actually did almost fall asleep during the Bliss and Lynch match. Not because I was bored, because I was just exhausted from the day. But
I kind of did too.
Actually. Yeah, I was just, you know what it is. It's just that I'm getting old, so. But
find a way to get a nap in.
You know what the problem is too, though. If I nap during the day, I won't be able to sleep at night. I'm like one of those people. Right. I hate that. I wish I could just take my wife. She could take a nap for 7 hours and then go to sleep right after that. I wish I could do that.
You know how I get my best naps?
Drugs?
No, I have to sit. I have to sit up at my desk, because if I lay down during the day, I will not fall asleep. But I sit down at my desk, next to my computer, and I'm like waking up an hour later, like, damn.
So for me, back in the computer chair.
All right.
Why it's easier for me to fall asleep sitting up during the daytime?
I got Tony C. I gotta be honest with you, man. I can't even like argue, because I'll be on the couch. And if she leaves me on the couch, I'm out. Yeah, dude. Sometimes I miss a whole half of football sometimes. I'm just tired.
Sometimes that be the game that'll put you to sleep. Because the first half of football games will they do kind of drag.
You know what? So when your team doesn't play in your hometown and I have the red zone, if your team ain't that good, you're waiting on those red zone gimmicks trying to come up. It's like... It's
just like my weak ass team. I fall asleep on them every time.
Straight up, man. Straight up. All right, let's get into it. Let's go over this card. Like Mr. Hightower said, it was solid. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't their worst, I can tell you that. And I'm not a big fan.
It's gonna be better than Roadblock, end of the damn line, I'll tell you that.
That's I have to agree with you there. Unless they pull off a miracle. Solid all around. How about the the first match was the tag team title match. I can't believe Bray Wyatt has not won a championship yet until tonight.
That's weird.
Right? I thought he was IC champ, and I was like, no, he's not.
Mm-mm. Luke Harper had one, and Rowan.
Did they ever win the tag team titles together?
No.
No, it's just Luke Harper was the IC champ. That's what it was.
I just... I was, when everybody kept posting the congratulations on your first title, I was like, really? I totally forgot.
Because his feuds always involve people without belts. Because when him and Cena was feuding, Cena didn't have a belt.
Well, they put up a good match against the underdogs, the Double Wide Boys. I got to tell you, though, Randy Orton does not fit. He doesn't.
He's a faction whore. He don't, not supposed to
he
fit.
He might not fit, but he's, you know, he's what they, he was what was needed for Bray to get a belt.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you there. Absolutely.
It's the two-man power trip 2.0. They need to get all the belts in the Wyatt family. That's what I like. I like to see, if you're going to do a faction, just make them
do it Horseman style, man.
Yeah, or just give them all the damn belts. Well, make them dominate.
Well, the difference, just, well, you, Tony, so you want to go back to factions. The difference between those factions and factions now is that even if the guys in the old factions weren't champions, they were always in it. Like, Arn Anderson was always in it with Tully, even if they weren't tag champions. Or Tully was always, like, national heavyweight champion, and Arn was TV champion. Barry and Lex were U.S. champions. Like, even when, and then when they weren't champions, they were always in the mix for it. For some reason, WWE forgets all that. If you're a faction, you should be involved in everything. Like, when the NWO got, like, when they started to get big, and they started winning championships, that was the way to do it. Hogan won the world title. Hall and Nash were the tag team champions. A six-pack was the freaking cruiserweight, lightweight, whatever they called it back then. Everybody had a belt. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's how you do it.
Two-man power trip. They won all the damn belts.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, they had to get the belts off Slater and Rhino. I mean, it was just, with all those good tag teams there, you can't not do that. You know what I'm saying? Taking nothing away from those dudes, there's a couple of teams that are looking to lick their chops to get some title shots. So it's going to be an interesting, the tag team division in SmackDown is on point. So,
oh, that will keep them belts all the way to Rumble, probably.
Yeah.
So the Wyatts?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody taking those belts off of them no time soon.
They're going to do the Freebird rules with that.
Yeah. I ain't got no problem with that either, though.
Me either. I'll put Luke Harper in there when Randy Orton have to go see about his kid. You know, he just had a baby, so. We'll do the Freebird rules with it.
Yeah, man.
Well, just like we thought that maybe Orton might turn on Bray, I think it's the only way that those belts get off of them. Is when one turns on the other.
Oh, them damn American Alphas going to end up beating them clean. Ain't going to be no time.
That'd be a good match, though, Tony C.
No time soon.
That'd be a good match, though.
Oh, when it happens. No, I'm saying when they do drop the belts, that's who they're going to drop them to.
And rightfully clean. So. Those guys, they had star all over them. You know, they're the next team in line. I have no issues with them.
WrestleMania, though, at least.
I got no issues with that at all. Your next match was Carmella versus Nikki Bella. No DQ.
Went right into that rack.
Yeah, good times. I actually missed the rack because it's recycle night here at the Decadome.
She did the rack 2.0, they called it.
Yeah, I missed the rack because I was I had to do a double take to the front to the was
basically a rack into a Samoan drop.
Oh yeah,
she need to send Lex Luger a check every time she do that damn move.
A royalty check?
Yeah, I'm right. Right. You a biter, Nikki Bella.
But Luger didn't invent the rack. People were doing it famous.
He made it famous. That's just like saying people weren't doing leg drops before Hogan. Yeah, they were. Anybody, but he made it famous.
The ending of the match was stupid. She didn't have to do all that by explaining what the fuck she did.
Oh, yeah.
That was stupid.
You talking about the topic? Yeah. Because they want to start that for you now.
No. But what she should have did is when she was walking out, and you know how they do like the ringside, that's when she could have told her that. Instead of telling her right then and there after the match, after she lost. That was, in storyline purposes, that was stupid.
She snitched.
What? No, it was like, oh, I'm not going to have you get a victory over me. I'll just fuck you.
Now listen. If she wouldn't went outside to talk to one of the announcers, that would have been a smart way about doing it. Instead of doing that right then and there after the match.
Oh, maybe.
I want to talk about the Miz.
I guess I'm being picky. Oh, my
bad. Miz and Dolph Ziggler stole the show.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
That was a way better ladder match.
Wait a minute. Kalisto and Baron Corbin didn't steal the show for you?
Oh,
that was probably the worst one of the night.
Kalisto Tonka.
Now, I'm not. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying Ray Tonka. That's who he looked like. Ray Mysterio had a little child with Tatanka. And that's what the hell they bought out.
He beat it.
The hell did he have on?
Now, I was just saying, I wouldn't say that it was the work. It was a terrible match, but I found myself being bored watching that little fellow get beat up on.
That's why the Miz and Ziggler was better.
Well, I'm thinking would make those two together look good as they both know how to take bumps and make it look believable.
He sold the hell out of that damn knee injury, though.
He did.
I thought, damn, he might be jacked up.
That was a good wrestling match. I saw like a good gimmick match. I mean, I saw in a long time.
I thought maybe it was, like I said, I thought it was shenanigans when Miz couldn't pull that belt down the first time.
It was swinging for both of them. Ziggler couldn't get it because it was swinging. It was swinging too.
Is it bad that I'm more excited about him calling Daniel Bryan out, though? You know, imitating him in the ring. Even the match was fantastic. I thought both guys were awesome, but I was more excited about what he was doing. You know, like and mocking him in the ring doing the yes. You know,
yeah.
Considering they were mentor and mentee at one time. You know, to keep this feud going in some way kind of makes sense.
It's real heat, though.
Yeah, they really not like each other. I think they really don't like each other.
Nah. Well, you know, Daniel Bryan feeling some type of way because he can't wrestle no more. So, of course, he's going to.
I think he don't like him, though.
That's part of it.
The way he calling Miz out as a fucking bitch, like every time. I mean, you get your man.
But he's a heel. It makes no sense. He's a heel.
I'm just saying, like, it's only so many times you let somebody question your manhood before you say or do something about it.
But that's how
Daniel Bryan has just been just saying you are a pussy straight up.
The Miz is an old school heel. He go any which way.
You don't have to explain it. I'm just saying the way Daniel Bryan has been going off.
I'm stating that he is.
Right. Well, that's the reason why we are seeing what the Miz is doing is you know a good thing because he's coming across as what a heel should do. I tried to tell y'all that a long time ago when he was world champion and was, you know, running from matches and getting his ass whipped. Like I kept telling him, he's a heel, and he's a bitch heel on top of that. Not the way Daniel Bryan's calling him a bitch, but he held on to that championship belt by any means he could.
I'm more excited about WrestleMania now. Because you know it's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
Him and Daniel Bryan. Yeah, Daniel Bryan's come out of retirement. To fight
the
Miz.
I think so. You think?
Yeah.
Win the belt, then lose it. Then will he come back?
You know what? I don't, honestly. He might. I'm sorry, sir, for cut you off. He may not even be champion. I think Daniel Bryan might cause him to lose.
Oh, and they have like a grudge matchup, man.
Oh, yeah, they tear it up.
Is Daniel Bryan wrestling just that one time, or is he coming back?
I don't know, but you can hot potato it to Ziggles. Give it to Ziggles. And then.
I'm tired of him.
Or give it to somebody.
Around to be a 10-time Intercontinental Champion.
Give it to somebody. Give it to somebody. And then, you know, and then that will set the Miz. That'll put the Miz over. He'll attack him on the panel after one of the events. Maybe attack him at the Rumble. You know what I'm saying? Something. Because
Miz need that belt. He's a great champion as a heel. Hell, we already gonna have Boomin walk around with two damn belts.
Right, he needs it. But how dope would it be? Because Daniel Bryan said it tonight. He didn't want to see him with the belt. So that what a perfect opportunity for, like, he'll come out and inadvertently have him lose it. Not make him lose it on purpose, because, you know, Daniel Bryan's supposed to be like a stand-up guy. So you have him come out, some kind of interference, and because of his interference, he inadvertently interferes, and then Miz loses the title, and then Miz loses his mind. And now he's the ultra heel, mega heel, and he's over like Rover at that point. You don't even have to put a belt on him at that point. If that happens, no belts are necessary. It's going to be a freaking grudge match. You know what I'm saying?
Him and Maryse remind me so much of Sherry and Shawn Michaels, man.
Sherry and Shawn, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sherry and Shawn.
Except the only difference is that Sherry got a little more involved because she was a wrestler and she took a lot of... I mean, Maryse was too, but Sherry took bumps, man. Sherry took a beat. Me and Mega Powers talked about that like a couple of years ago. When Macho Man fought the Warrior at WrestleMania, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And she just took a beating, like
the retirement match.
Oh,
right?
My god, yeah. WrestleMania 7. Every time there was a main event or something with them two, she was always getting bumped, man. She got her ass kicked.
Take them shoes off. That's when you know she's about to get.
Takes the shoes off. Takes the Vaseline out. It's a wrap. Sherry was gangster, man. She was hardcore.
That's who Miz and Carmella can be. They can be Shawn and Sherry.
I have no issues with that, Tony C. I got no issues with that. I love the Miz right now. I'm not even a fan of his, but I'm so with him right now. I think he's doing fantastic.
Refreshing.
I will go wild if that boy Daniel Bryan come back.
D Bryan to Miz? That'd be a great match too.
Mm-hmm. The reaction for that match, man. You can't. Who gonna want to follow that up? You get what I'm saying?
No, you absolutely.
That's a damn
Brock and Goldberg.
that's gonna have to.
That match will probably have to co-headline the main event.
It has to be.
That match need to be at Fastlane because ain't nobody gonna follow that match up.
Pass it down in the chat room. Look at WWE building long time feud. They've been doing Daniel Bryan and Miz for a while now.
Homos.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man, because both guys can go. And it's sad because that match was so good tonight. All I could think about was Daniel Bryan and fucking Miz, man.
You're waiting for that one.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely I am.
I'm waiting for AJ and Taker since we're looking ahead. I want to see that. Just because we never saw it before.
AJ and Taker?
Yeah, I would have liked to see that.
I don't want to see his old ass no more.
We'll get that.
Only thing I want to see Taker do it at WrestleMania is come out and say, thank you.
He got to be a man. I want him to be a man. See, that's the thing.
Well, let's talk about Alexa Bliss and Becky for a minute. Because everybody was high on Alexa Bliss tonight. I thought she was going to lose. Shame on me. The best for
table
me
matches, man. Well, it's unpredictable.
You're right, Surfer. But the best thing for me was right before I came upstairs to start doing the show, I saw her interview on the post show, and that was like legit. She was like, you know, out of character and crying, and the parents were there and the whole nine yards. That to me shows more character of a person being out of character. Then
she broke kayfabe.
Yeah, she broke it hardcore. You know, on TV, on their network.
That gonna cost her?
No, because you know what? This is what this chick worked for this all her life. Like, you know, even if it wasn't the greatest match of her life, even if it didn't go as well as she wanted it to go, the match wasn't terrible. Even if she won the belt on a gimmick match, which obviously she did tonight, she did it. And even, like, Renee Young told her, go ahead, this is your time. You know, this is the place to do it. And because she didn't want to, and then she broke down.
I do have to say that if I'm Naomi, I'm feeling some type of way. Because Naomi was over way more than Alexa Bliss was a hot minute ago. And they still ain't get that shit the belt, yo. And that just don't sit well with me.
Well, Naomi is, from what I hear, and I don't know if it's true or not, Naomi falls into that Lex Lugerism of not being a nice person in the locker room, and because her and the other when her and the other chick were an item, that was her name. The other
kind of like CB
who was the cheerleader when they were dancing for Brodus Clay? Who's the other chick?
You talking about
the hell's her name? Come on, help me out here.
I can't remember.
Anyway, those two were causing some shit in the back, you know. And then it didn't
help. I mean, but look what family she married into. But that's not going to her head too.
Yeah, so you know, this all comes around. You know, it bites you in the ass. You know, it's so. I'm sure she'll get a title shot eventually. There's not that many of them. It ain't like UFC where there's 1,400 bantamweights waiting for a title shot. You know,
things. She got ran over by Nikki Bella. Could never get over that hump. Nikki Bella ain't even got the belt no more. It's like she still can't do nothing, man. Well, we do got a brother as a cruiserweight champion, so I guess we gotta take that.
Listen, save your stuff for Saturday night.
I'm just saying.
Save that for Morgan's show.
I'm just saying, man. The numbers and the records don't lie.
Cameron, thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Baby Trish Stratus coming in and get the belt.
No, she's not Trish Stratus, dude. You're bugging.
She favors her a little bit.
No.
She's not Trish Stratus.
We got Moon, though. Moon gonna become champion when she come up.
Ember Moon?
Both titles.
She's legit, man. I saw her at a live show a couple weeks ago.
She's legit. Come through there and knock their socks off.
I know why Will Morgan keeps a poster of her in his room now. That chick can go. That's her it's a baby mama right there. But seriously, I'm not playing no race cards in 2016.
I ain't saying no race.
If this was 86, and you told me that, then I would definitely believe it. But I can't think that. I know she's got a shitty attitude. I don't like her shoes, but, I mean, she can wrestle, you know, and
I'm not talking about right now, but I'm talking about that point where she was over. It was like, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She took on Paige. It was like she got that one shot, and then nothing.
Now she's just an old another black chick. That's what I'm saying.
No, she's a neon dancing black chick.
There you go.
Yeah, because the glow in the dark shoes wasn't enough. You had to get the glow in the dark hair. So hope that all works out for her.
That's Vince.
And honestly, man, ain't nobody going over nobody until the Bellas leave. The Bellas they make the money. They're on the cover of all the girl stuff. They do the Diva show. So it don't matter who's champion. Nikki and Brie Bella are gonna shine either way. So they're the ones who make all the money, and that's it. And what's that?
Till Nikki decides she want that belt back.
Right. That's if you want to talk about,
nepotism.
Yeah, that's where you're getting it from. So once they leave and decide not to do this anymore, then maybe we'll have some equality.
All right, booming.
Equality, if you will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I like the match was good though. I mean, the match was decent.
It was solid.
Yeah, it was solid. My son didn't know what a weave was. My wife had to teach him that was so he got a weave lesson during the match.
Hey.
He goes, "Is that Alexa Bliss's real hair?" My wife's like, "No, it's a weave." "What's a weave?" And then she had to, explain you can glue it and you could do this to it and that to it. So we had a whole weave lesson during the whole match. So that was interesting.
Cosmetologist school over there.
Who in wrestling don't have a weave at this point?
Well, my kid's 9. He doesn't know what a weave is.
No. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Like,
how about? Do you know Phil? People around girls around his age wear weaves too, right?
I'm sure they do, but he doesn't ask his classmates. Is that your real hair? He thinks he thinks the hair is real. You know,
give him the benefit of the doubt.
Nobody was hip at 9 years old, you know? You're still naive to the world.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course. Dude, when I was in school, half my class had them.
They didn't have weaves when I was growing up.
Yeah,
you were big, or you had your regular hair.
Yeah.
Like white wigs, like the forefathers wore that we're talking about.
Yeah, just wigs, like.
I'm saying, you talking about wigs. I ain't know shit.
There's a lot of women today still wear wigs. But it used to be a thing like, oh, we're going out, we're getting dressed up. Get that special wig out.
Did you ever wear a wig?
No, guys didn't wear wigs.
In the 70s, they wore them, you know what I'm doing.
So if you ever had the Jerry curl?
No.
Yeah, he did. He lied.
I never had a Jerry curl.
Surfer, did you have the pick? Yeah, did you have the fist pick?
Well, this was happening when I was a little kid. Little kid, right? Uh-oh. You know, just going to have
surf. Mini surf.
Out, get dressed up. You know, it's a black person. Get a hair plaited the night before. So the next day when you take it out, you get the big knife. Afro hair, you good to go.
Did you have?
You never had a curl?
No.
Did you have? You didn't have the fist pick?
I had a pick. Yeah, sure. I had a fist on the end.
That was the big thing around my way. The fist pick.
You have a pick. Spray on the end of it, sir.
No.
You never had one of those.
Surfer
the
night.
Perm.
No.
He didn't let his soul glow. He didn't let his soul glow.
You have a perm. You had a hot top fade.
As a kid, no, they didn't exist.
I'm talking about as you got older. It didn't have to be as a kid.
I had a box cut for a little bit, but not a high top.
Not a high top. Okay, and no Jerry curl. So what? What? How you wore your hair? Just regular cut.
Yeah, natural.
You came up during the you know, the 70s and 80s, sir.
Yeah,
come
well,
on now.
Back then, everybody was trying to get waves.
Oh, so you had finger waves?
No, it's just, you know, you put on wave cap and took your hair with
you. Yeah, the finger waves. You had a fire heartbeat, John, didn't you? I knew you.
That was on yesterday, man. That movie was on last night.
That kind of wave.
Yeah, the JT, or you had the.
Not like this, I wish.
No,
Surfer be trying to front like he ain't having fried down laid to the side.
No, I did not.
But you grew up in the 60s, right?
You know what I'm saying?
70s.
60s,
you said.
Remember that jacket in a Jerry curl. I know you had a Jerry curl. It might not have been that wet.
Jerry curls came around in the 80s. And in the beginning, when guys had Jerry curls, people thought they was funny.
So when they was rocking Jerry curls, what were you rocking, surfing?
Just a natural little cut.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
Don't have to believe it.
So you had a members only jacket on with a regular coat, just a regular cut.
I had the fresh members only jacket, the powder blue gimmick.
Yeah,
I had my members only jacket before it became popular.
So do we. Yeah.
Smoking Newport Soft Pack or hard?
My mom smoked the Newport Lights, bro.
Soft Pack.
Soft Pack. See that what I'm saying?
Soft Pack.
Pastor Dell said he had the finger waves.
I know he did. I can look at Pastor.
Pastor, you got to post that, bro. You got to post that. He's going to post it.
I knew he had a process back in the day.
And a Jerry curl. God bless him, man.
When did you have your Jerry curl, Tony C?
Bro, I was too young to have a Jerry. I was born in 83. I couldn't have no Jerry curl.
But it got popular around my age. I was wearing the Jerry curl before.
No, I never had a curl. I had a process. I did that one time.
The curl came back in when I was in high school, but it wasn't popular on our side of the world. Like the West Coast people were doing it.
East Coast,
West Coast people. West Coast were doing that.
I dyed my hair like Dennis Rodman, too.
Did you?
What? Demolition Man style?
No, I had, what was it like?
What color? Like fuchsia?
Brown. Light brown.
You talking about the blonde joint, right?
Yeah.
Demolition. You got that from Wesley Snipes, Demolition Man, man. He didn't originate that. Well, actually, real talk, they stole that from the Golden Lords and Media Man, if you really want to get down to brass tacks. So then it went to Simon.
Wait, the Robert Townsend movie?
Yeah.
I remember that movie, Media Man. I saw that in the movies.
Yeah,
that was a funny. That was a funny movie. That was a funny movie. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Don Cheadle with the blonde hair.
Hell yeah, I remember that.
Debo had blonde hair. They all had blonde hair.
Debo.
Yep, and then Simon Phoenix came with the blonde hair, and then Rodman did it.
Simon Phoenix, you are fine. Two credits.
Yep, what? Fuck you. That was my favorite villains of all time, yo. Simon Phoenix, yo.
Best part of that movie is when he breaks into the museum and takes the rifles and guns and stuff. That was the best part of that movie when he breaks into the museum, takes all the old weapons.
He asks the dude, "How much do you weigh?" And he just
throws him through the window. The glass.
John Spartan, is that you?
That was a good movie, man.
I'm still.
Oh, I love Demolition Man. You know,
since that movie, I'm still waiting for Taco Bell to win the fast food wars.
I still want to find out how you use them shells.
The three.
Right?
Oh, man. What? I'm still trying to figure that out.
You know what? I just saw a movie about to come out, Why Him, where this woman's family's visiting the guy she's in love with. So the father goes to the bathroom and finds out there's no paper in the house.
Oh, you talking about the James Franco movie, yeah.
Yeah. So the toilet is set up with all these different options for spraying to wipe yourself. And the first button you hit shot him in the face.
What, he had a bidet or something?
Yeah, but it had like 15 options.
In my next life, I'm getting a bidet. In my next life, I'm getting one of them gimmicks.
Best futuristic movie of all time.
You know what?
Demolition Man.
I might not want to get up from one of those.
You know what was funny too, though, when they were singing the old commercials in the car, the Armored Hot Dog.
Armored Hot Dog.
And the look on Stallone's face, like, what's wrong with you people?
What the hell is y'all doing? Simon Phoenix.
Classic.
I love that movie, man. Every time it come on, I'm watching it. Set your ass on fire.
I had it on VHS. I should just download that movie and keep it on the hard drive and just break it out once in a while. I have it on VHS. I'm sure I do it downstairs. But
Simon Phoenix. And John Spartan.
Yeah, I don't think I've missed a Stallone movie. I've seen everything he's done. Yeah.
He has sex in virtual reality.
Yeah.
I put it on damn virtual reality helmet.
Yeah, Stallone's on point, man. He did some good movies. He did some good movies early in his career, too. Like, Nighthawks was a good movie.
He did some bad ones, too, early.
He did some terrible bad movies. He did
Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash was pretty good. No, what was that movie he was in when he played the gangster? He was like and his daughter.
Get Carter?
Yeah, no. I forgot the name of it. But he was like, his daughter was involved in something. He was like a mobster. Sort of like a comedy, but that was a terrible movie.
In a second.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But Nighthawks was one of my favorite movies of all time. He played a cop.
Him and Billy D.
Yeah, him and Billy D. Williams. That came out like in the late 70s, I think, early 80s. That movie's on point. If you ever get to see that, get that movie.
When is there ever going to be a Tango and Cash sequel? Whatever talks.
Who knows? They probably do a remake at some point.
Oh, hell no. You can't remake that. Ponytail.
Making mommy.
Who?
The mommy.
The mummy? Like Brandon Fraser?
No, what movie was bad? He was bad in that arm wrestling movie too, Over the Top.
Over the Top.
Oh, that was fucking terrible. That was a terrible movie.
Arm wrestling movie, yo.
Yeah.
What was the movie where he was in jail and him and the warden always got into it? Was getting into it.
You know what movie I liked he did, but it wasn't because of him? Victory.
Yeah, Victory was good. He was in that terrible cliffhanger movie where he played the paramedic.
Cliffhanger.
That movie was the shits.
Movie Leon.
Chick from damn Northern Exposure.
It's like this guy thought he was such a great actor, he just changed his name just from Leon, whatever it was, to Leon.
He got famous, not for, he was in the Five Heartbeats, I was watching it yesterday, but he
JT
was...
JT from the Heartbeats.
He's JT, but he was also in that Madonna video, that made him famous.
Mm-hmm.
He was like he was Black Jesus in that, like a prayer video.
Like prayer.
Yeah, remember that? That was controversial. I don't know why.
Always, what was the name in Above the Rim?
Oh, yeah. Another good movie.
Damn it. What was his name?
I'm sorry, guys. We'll get to the main event in a few minutes. We're talking about movies right now.
Stallone's best early movie, to me, is First Blood.
First Blood was amazing, but Nighthawks.
Well, we know Rambo. Can't go wrong with that.
Were you thinking of a Cobra?
No, it's not Cobra.
Cobra was good. Cobra, my junk, too. With him, Brigitte Nielsen.
Oscar was pretty funny.
Which one?
Oscar.
That's
the movie you talking about, Phil.
Oh, when he's a mobster? Yeah, I didn't like that movie.
I love that
movie. You like that movie? I didn't like that movie. That was the one.
Tango and Cash. And Cobra. What?
Okay. Love Tango and Cash. That was a great movie.
Fubar.
Yeah, Stallone was on point. Stallone was on point. All right, you want to get into this main event so we can go to bed? Start our week?
Do we have to?
Well, this is
one they stretched it out so the pay-per-view didn't end at 10:28.
Yeah, it gave me enough time to clean my kitchen and head up here and, you know, take care of business. lock up the house, put the family to bed.
Yeah. At least it didn't end in a minute and 20 seconds, so.
I thought they did a lot of damage to each other. But Some of those things they did to each other, it should have been no, like AJ at one point was told, like, got DDT and kicked in the nuts or some shit, and he's outside the ring, and what you call is climbing the ladder, and he gets up there, and out of nowhere AJ's back in the ring. It's like all the injuries he had just disappeared. He just decided to jump in the ring at the last second.
We're going
to
see 4,000 memes tomorrow of him splitting his pants.
Oh, yeah. It's already out there. Rob Domingo.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Already Rob. See? Yeah. That's it.
And can I say something about the Chinese announce team that that we said tonight?
Yes, sir.
I did not know. Vince, every time I think you can't expand your racism, you just bring it on, expand it out a little bit more. Get them goddamn chinks some work.
You know what baffles me? You know what really makes me scratch my head with the Russian announced team and that Asian dude? I forgot how close. It's a Russian team of announcers. Wow. And the one dude is actually Asian. And I'm like, and I forgot how close Asia is to Russia. You know, obviously you forget how big Russia is. It's, you know, it could be its own planet. That's how big Russia is. But, you know, it's weird seeing an Asian dude talk Russian.
Was the pay-per-view before Survivor Series? Wasn't it Clash of Champions?
September, no.
I believe it was.
No, so Clash of Champions was September. October.
Oh, Hell in a Cell,
Hell in a
right?
Cell, yeah.
Hell in a Cell, man, he had Funaki out there with his spray orange tan on and some orange hair.
Yeah.
I swear he's like a damn chink Donald Trump. If y'all go back and watch
Donald Chunk. Donald Chunk.
He looked like his name was damn Chink Trump or something like that.
Well,
I said, look, Funaki.
Funaki always wins with me, so I don't care. If they give.
Funaki. Great,
love Funaki. Thought the match was
number one enough.
Number one, indeed. I thought the match was all right. I thought the match was okay.
It was a regular Dean and AJ.
At least with the match, it didn't it kept up with the rest of the card as opposed to most of the card being good and then that just being a letdown.
What I told you guys about Ellsworth, his ass was going to interfere. I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, you did say that.
Pretty much could have seen that one coming.
That was good.
But is he a heel now or he just stupid?
He's both.
He's a
heel. He wasn't talking like a heel.
This pay-per-view.
Talking smack.
We know this pay-per-view is going to be way better than this damn roadblock.
A Roebuck can go over 3 hours. Watch.
Who the hell? I might punt on that one. I might go to bed early. Roadblock is going to be horrible. This is going to be a horrible pay-per-view. We got 2 weeks away. I'm dreading it.
Yeah, I'll be napping through that. I could tell you, tell you that right now. I don't think we're on the schedule to host this one, Tony C.
Okay, well.
Is Woman going to have to defend his United States title too, or?
We can only hope.
Probably so.
Both of them belts. He's going to get both of them.
They will want to do that.
I had a feeling that most of the belts is going to change hands tonight.
But like I said earlier, though, man, you got plenty of time. And I said this last night, too, on the call-in show. You got plenty of time between now and, you know, Mania before the Rumble to set something up. I mean, there's stuff in place now, you know? So let's pray that they don't, you know, let us down too much, you know? But, you already know that the Rumble's going to be something special and not because Goldberg's in it. But
it's going to be special because it's going to be 50 men.
And if anybody saw that Brock versus Rusev match on the internet, he beat the shit out of Rusev. And it was about as long as he dropped out of Goldberg.
Well, this is what
was that match at?
So I think in Japan or something.
MSG.
No, not Maybe. MSG. It wasn't MSG.
No, where was it?
It was somewhere in the East Coast.
Where can I find the video?
It's online somewhere.
On YouTube.
Yeah. But that needs to happen, Tony C. That he just needs to be he just needs to beat up people. I can watch him, dude, if he beats up people for the next 8 weeks, I'm good with that.
You talking about Brock?
Yeah.
No, go home and just stay there. Hey,
so this took place after the Goldberg match, right? Well,
it was
a house show. Stuff.
Was he taped up?
I don't know. I don't think so. No.
Heyman said he got his rib broken.
You couldn't see, like, the person who put the video up.
He was sitting up top. It wasn't. Yeah.
They were.
But if he's gonna stay, around, then I want to see him beat people up. You know what I'm saying? If he's gonna stay around, then at least have him be a machine. You know what I'm saying? Beat people up. That's all
but
I'm
the
saying.
But the payoff for what happened to him. At Survivor Series, he got to beat the holy shit out of Goldberg. I'm talking about for at least about 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I'm talking about the beat, like he did the big show at the Royal Rumble.
Right. A couple years ago. No, that's fair. But if he's going to stay around, as much as we want him to go home, if he's going to stay around, then at least have him just assault people.
Poor Rusev.
No, fuck Rusev.
I'm just saying how we hardly knew the.
We hardly knew, yeah.
Because it's done now.
Oh, man. All right, let's stop wrapping this bitch up. I got to get to bed.
Sir.
Let's get some final thoughts. Mr. Hightower, give me some final thoughts about this card tonight.
Pretty good. Looking forward for it's going to be Royal Rumble. Very happy to see. I might go ahead and see it again. Some of the matches again.
Yeah. All right, Surfer.
I'm just curious what kind of momentum will they get from this pay per view? Will they know how to take advantage of it and keep the energy going with SmackDown or not? Because if they can't make their TV, they can't translate this to their TV show getting some energy, then I don't know what's wrong.
You talking about SmackDown?
Yeah, I said SmackDown.
SmackDown's a better show now than Raw anyway.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, they've had like two good pay-per-views. Now let's see them translated to a better SmackDown. Even I'm not saying SmackDown isn't good now, but you got to keep that momentum going.
Not gonna happen all the time, but people gonna have off, especially wrestling. They're gonna have off weeks, so don't expect them to do more than what they can do. You gotta remember that.
Well, I mean, SmackDown, we'll find out what happens on SmackDown. Tony C and AA will cover that on a rant on Tuesday. Tony C, final thoughts?
I hope I get to see Taker at the Rumble, man. I want this match to happen.
All right.
I want that match to happen.
Well, I thought it was a solid card. I thought, you know, outside of boredom, I was good, you know. I'm not big into the gimmick matches unless you show me a cage, you know. But it wasn't terrible, man. It was not terrible. They came correct tonight. They came correct for sure. So, all right, that's pretty much about it for us. Let's wrap this bitch up. Don't forget tomorrow night, Raw, and all that other nonsense. And Tuesday starts the programming again. Tuesday we got the rant. Wednesday is Dumpstick Ninjas. Thursday is Rant and Wrestling. Friday, of course, a brand new Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Live Turnbuckle Throwbacks this time. We'll be live for the rest of the year. And we're getting back into the swing of things. Don't forget to get all the programming on Rant EM Radio. Check us all out. On behalf of my esteemed panel here, I'm Phil Reyes saying goodnight. God bless. And if you can't be good, be something. Peace out.
Later.
Later, boys. Thank you very much.